When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 6th edition. We have a seven-game main slate for you to break down here. There's a few early games you can tinker with on some smaller slates, but we're here for the seven-game main slate. Hope you all had a good Wednesday. It's still wrapping up as I'm recording. Weird day, very weird day, but fun one, to say the least. The Braves did Braves things, because that's what they do, especially against a pitcher like Cal Quantrill. That's what you expect, so that is what it is. If you have any questions in the future, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I'm also in the Discord regularly for Gaining the Edge Fantasy. You can join the Discord to get my cheat sheet and much more for as low as $5 a month on patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. So check all that out. And then if you just follow me on Twitter, all my podcasts, all my written content, stuff free pretty much every day of the week from me, either through podcast form or written form or both. So enjoy there. Let's get to the totals on this seven-game Thursday slate for you, starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. And I got to reload it because they just got rid of the lines. All right, here we go. Totals on this slate. Orioles-Yankees, 8.5. Rangers-Red Sox, 10. That's a doozy. Royals-Guardians, 9. Mets-D-backs, 10. Pirates-Dodgers, 8.5. So as you can tell, pitching, hashtag not that great. We'll start with that pitching. Your highest priced pitcher is Nate Eovaldi at $10,000. I'm a big Eovaldi fan. The velocity being down is a concern. He was able to navigate it for 26 points against the Astros' his last start, 7 shutout innings of 2 hits, 4 walks, and only 5K. So that was outstanding. Very, very good for Nate Eovaldi after back-to-back just blow-ups at New York and at the White Sox. The thing with Eovaldi is you don't want the walks, obviously, but what we were getting from him when he was dominant were the strikeouts. We'll have to see how that takes place on Thursday on this weird slate. Eovaldi is in play at 10K. I'm 100% there. Boston striking out. Let's get to the righties here. Boston striking out about 25% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 265 with a 170 ISO. So they're improving their hitting skills against righties recently, but they're striking out more because, you know, if we did this show a couple weeks ago, Red Sox are a sub 20% K rate team. They're up to 25% now, which bodes well for Eovaldi. So it's just a matter, can Eovaldi get the job done and not walk so many guys? Can the velocity stay relevant enough? The fact that the pitching is so bad on this slate, I'm willing to take a chance. If you're paying up, Nate Eovaldi's the dude at 10,000. You got George Kirby at 9,600 bucks at the Houston Astros. If you want to go Kirby, you can. I'm fine with that. Astros bats are waking up. They're not quite Rangers and Braves bats, but they're waking up. And I know Altuve's out, so that helps a bit, but just beware. So in tournaments, I could say you go in George Kirby, but if I can find $400 more, I go to Nate Eovaldi. Or I'm saving money for these two pitchers. These are pretty much the two main guys in this one punt I'm in for. Tanner Bibee, 8,700 bucks at home against the Kansas City Royals. I've been huge on Bibee in season long. If you listen to my content over there, I've picked him up in a lot of leagues. I've been a fan. He had some scuffles in the middle there. That's what happens to young pitchers. They continue to figure things out. And he's going to have more scuffles throughout the season, okay, because he is a young pitcher. But as a whole, he's got a 3.46 ERA. He's got 67 Ks. He's been great for a young arm. In his last two starts, he's been outstanding. He's gone 5 2/3 and 6 innings, 1 total earned run allowed between the two games combined. And in those 11 2/3 innings pitched, he has struck out 16. He has 16 ground balls to 6 fly balls. He's getting the ground ball to fly ball ratio in check, which keeps the ball in the ballpark because he's not given up a home run the last two games. And he's getting the strikeouts, which is what we want to see from Tanner Bibee. So this is big boy stuff from Mr. Bibee here. Going up against a Royals team we know we can pick on. They've been better of late, but still almost 25% carry versus righties, hitting 236 with a 115 ISO. I love Tanner Bibee at 8,700 bucks. He should be ultimate chalk on the slate, and I'm good with it. I don't mind eating pitching chalk as much because I can differentiate with bats. I'm cool with it.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kyle Bradish, $7,200 on this train as well. We've been riding the Bradish train for a bit. It's three straight 20-plus point performances. Four out of the last five 20-plus points. At worst, he got 13, so he's not crushing you, especially on a slate like this. He's gone at least five innings in five straight starts. Three in runs or less are all five. And what I love to see here, he's gotten at least seven Ks in three straight starts and in four of the last five. So the four 20-plus point performances, seven or more Ks. And that's what Bradish has been getting the job done doing. He's getting the strikeouts going. Facing a Yankees team, 20.5% K rate versus righties, but only hitting .218 with the 144 ISO. I do like my chances with Kyle Bradish as a nice value at $7,200. Now, if we're punting, oh my, how a season has changed. And I wrote about this guy this weekend. I did my diving in on him. There are improvements are there. Blowups are still going to happen with Ryan Nelson, but the improvements are pretty good and pretty noticeable for Mr. Ryan Nelson, and he's only $6,000. That's what really gets me. Back-to-back 26-point performances. He's gotten you 20 or more in three of the last five. Heck, he's got you 14 or more in four of the last five. I'll take 14 for $6,000. Let's do it. But he's got back-to-back starts of over seven innings, one run in both starts, six Ks in both starts. He struck out at least six in three straight, at least five or more in four straight. That's what I want to see from a 6K pitcher. Does he have strikeout upside? Can he limit the damage? He's given up three runs or less in four of the last five starts while getting those Ks. Like, I'm in on this Ryan Nelson rejuvenation. It's the New York Mets, a team that is like super, super up and down Jekyll and Hyde on the hitting side of things. 21.5% K rate over the last 3 weeks versus lefty or righties, hitting .248 with a .182 ISO. That's what that Jekyll and Hyde, they're not the best average, pretty decent ISO though. So that's where they get you there. But yeah, I'm on board with Ryan Nelson at 6K. So recapping pitching, Eovaldi at 10K, sure. But primarily for me, it's Bibee at 87. I love that price tag for Bibee. Bradish at 72. Ryan Nelson at 6K is where I'll be planting my flags on the mound on this slate. All right, let's get to the bats on this seven-game main slate for you. Catcher's position, Will Smith at $5,700 versus Johan Oviedo. I'll say this much. Oviedo's been better of late. I'm still cool with attacking him because when he blows up big. But it's fun watching this Pirates team. I think they shut the Dodgers down the first game. Dodgers hit them a bit in the second, and then they're getting shut down as I speak now by Bido and company. Like, it's wild watching this Pittsburgh team day in and day out. I'm still not using Oviedo, but yeah, you can look at the Dodgers here with Will Smith at 5,700. Keep attacking Luis Severino of the Yankees. He's garbage. The velocity's down. You like sticky stuff. Like, just go at him. Rushman at 53 is just fine. That Texas Boston game's got a high total. One of the big reasons because Cutter Crawford's on the bump. Cutter Crawford's got good stuff. He doesn't go deep in the game. Red Sox bullpen is destroyed. This has a recipe for a Texas just thumping, which, you know, it's baseball. Maybe they don't, but it's the perfect storm for a team like the Rangers to come rocking in and just go to pound town on the Boston Red Sox. So Jonah Heim at 48 is totally fine if you want to pay up there. Going to some cheaper guys. Cal Raleigh on the Mariners heading to Houston. Raleigh's $4,300 versus Watkins. Watkins making kind of a spot start bullpen game for Houston, so keep an eye on that situation. Yainer Diaz versus Kirby is up. Our boy Yainer's up to 37. For you that have listened to the show long enough, pour one out for our Yainer Diaz values. He was on the day slate on Wednesday. He double donged. Our days of getting him between 29 and 32 are gone and well-deserved. Thank you for your service, Yainer Diaz. $3,700 against Kirby, I'll probably pass, but there will be days where we will use you once again, even at a higher price. Going below 3K, though, if Tom Murphy's in the lineup for Seattle, $2,700, I love that for a value to get some savings on this slate. Bo Naylor going up against Jordan Lyles at 26 could be a value for you. If you're not using Kyle Bradish, Kyle Higashioka at 25, I don't hate as a potential catching value either. So you have a few down here if you need to. First base, Freeman at 63 is totally fine for Oviedo. It's kind of weird. I just realized we don't have a Braves. There are no Braves on this slate. We have Texas and the Dodgers, so two big juggernauts, but no Braves. That's nice. And no Coors, no Great American. Good stuff. Freeman at $6,300. Christian Walker, I will attack Carlos Carrasco day in and day night. So Christian Walker at 54, a lot won't pay that price for him. I'm in. Let's do it. Going down more, though, Nathaniel Lowe at 46, totally fine. Justin Turner versus Eovaldi. If you're fading Eovaldi, you go Turner. I'm not looking to fade him. Ryan O'Hearn had a combo meal on Wednesday. I'm telling you, like, just get the past out of your mind right now. He's playing every day. He's hitting cleanup, and he's hitting. So just enjoy the value. And it won't happen every day, but he's got the GPP ups like he did tonight to put up 20-plus points. That's what Ryan O'Hearn can do right now. That's what he's doing, and it's just mind-boggling. Like, he's a 15-team relevant player in season-long. He's a tournament play in DFS. Ryan O'Hearn at $3,600 versus Pedro Severino. Great piece of your Baltimore Orioles stack. Like, really good piece of your Orioles stack. You got Jose Abreu down here, if you so choose, at $3,300 versus Kirby. Going down below 3K now, Josh Bell versus Lyles at 28, I like. I didn't say Naylor. Naylor's day-to-day with a wrist issue. If he's in at $4,200, I'm there. I think they're going to kind of putt-putt him along to the All-Star break. We'll see, though. But Josh Naylor at 42 is fine. But if not, Josh Bell at 28 versus Lyles, I do like that. Tristan Costas had the day off on Wednesday. He's $2,400 versus Eovaldi. If you're going to fade the Eovaldi train, other than that, we're good. Second base, Mookie Betts. Look, I love it. It's been shortstop outfield forever. Now we're back to second base outfield. Betts at $6,500 is just fine, as usual. Told you my whole story about him on Wednesday's show. So go back and listen to that if you need to. Andrés Giménez at 4K. I love that price tag. He was hitting third or fourth, actually, on Wednesday. He's been playing very well. Geraldo Perdomo, if you're making an Arizona stack, is $4,000. I'm good with that because Ketel Marte is day-to-day at $5,900. Obviously, we love Ketel Marte if he's in the lineup, but I have a feeling we'll see. You never know. D-backs are contending, so they might want to keep him going. Going down to the low threes and into the twos, you got Jordan Westberg at $3,200 for Severino. That's totally good. Below 3K, Caballero versus Watkins at $2,600. Nick Gonzalez versus Julio Urias at $2,600 could be in play for you as well, but not too much going on down here in the cheapies. Third base, and we shouldn't need him. If you just go between the Bybee, Bradish, and Nelson, you shouldn't need to be too cheap. And outfield always has tons of cheap options. Third base, you got JRAM at 6K versus Lyles. That's solid. Muncie at 51 is totally fine. Josh Jung at 5K and your Texas stacks is good. Gunnar Henderson at 47, I like a lot. He's third base shortstop eligible, so keep rolling those dice. If you want to go cheaper, though, Jordan Westbrook's 32. Once again, more Seattle or Baltimore action. Eugenio Suarez is $3,200 versus Watkins if you're going with Seattle stack, which is like a contrarian, not sure if you need to, but yeah, YOLO type stuff. They have that potential, especially against a bullpen game in Houston. All right, shortstop position for you. Corey Seager at 64 is great. We talked about him. If you aren't using Nelson Lindor at 49, I like a lot. But Gunnar Henderson at 47, Perdomo at 4K. Jeremy Pena came back on Wednesday and went deep, so his neck is fine. He's $3,900 versus Kirby. Amed Rosario versus Lyles at 38, I like quite a bit. Volpe keeps hitting. He went deep again on Wednesday. Volpe's $3,400 versus Bradish. If you're not using Kyle Bradish, Volpe brings you a bit of value on this one. Then Caballero at 26, Nick Gonzalez at 26 would be a couple more pieces at the shortstop position. Outfield for you on this slate, Mookie Betts at 65. Corbin Carroll I love at 62 versus Carlos Carrasco. That's a big boy one. Elias Garcia at 58 is fine. JD Martinez at 55 again. As usual, if you're paying up, it's probably part of a stack. If you're making a one-off up here, it's Betts or Carroll all the way at the top. That's where I'm going all the way. With that 5K and above, those are my two, either priced at the top for a reason. Going below 5K, though, Anthony Santander at 46 versus Severino. We're there. If you're not using Nelson, Brandon Nimmo has been ridiculous. Michael Curlin, a buddy of mine from GTE Fantasy, put a tweet out about Nimmo's recent surge and the power he's been putting out there. Pretty impressive stuff. I've talked about him a lot on this show. He can get on base, he can score runs, he steals, but he does it. He accumulates in so many ways in the DFS landscape. So good spot there at Nimmo at 46 versus Nelson. If you're fading Julio Urias because he had such a rough first outing back, McCutcheon at 42 is a nice righty lefty matchup there. He does like himself some of that. Ezekiel Duran at 38, nice little value for you. James Outman's been heating up. He's $3,700 versus Oviedo. Leody Tavares at 34, nice piece of Texas cheap. Tommy Pham at 34, his price is slowly creeping up. Jaron Duran probably leading off versus Eovaldi. He's 32. Jason Hayward at 3K. Again, this is where we get our value. Tons of value. I it's not always great to have to rely on the value here, but you got a ton of it if you need it, which is very, very nice to see. Below 3K now, like Will Brennan versus Lyles at 27 is a solid value on this one. Jankowski versus Crawford at 26 for Texas is a good one as well. Corey Jolks, if you're affecting Kirby, is in play and pretty solid. But yeah, check the lineups. There will be many, many more down here throughout the slate. Recapping your pitching, my buns, you can go Eovaldi at 10K if you want, but my big three, it's Bybee at 87, who I love, Bradish at 72, and then Ryan Nelson at 6K. That's where I'll be planting my flags on this seven-game slate. If you're stacking up here, love Baltimore versus Severino. Huge fan of that. Texas versus Crawford, of course. We're there. Cleveland versus Jordan Lyles, I'm a big, big fan of as well. A few others, Arizona versus Cookie, I'm going to town on. You could go Dodgers versus Oviedo if you so choose. But my main ones, it's going to be Baltimore. It's going to be Texas. It's going to be Arizona. Basically, Arizona and Baltimore, like my 1A, 1B. And then you fill in all around that. That's kind of my game plan on this seven-game slate. A lot can change, and whatever changes will be done on my cheat sheet over at Game of the Edge Fantasy. So check that out. Low is $5 a month on patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. That'll do it. I'll be back to you guys on Friday or tomorrow to preview Friday's slate to get you ready for that DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 6th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.